the world is a stage. The stage is a world of entertainment.
92.1 WGHN Grand Haven's favorite Central Park Players. Their home is in Central Park Place at 421 Columbus Avenue. And they're working on a show right now, a timeless comedy called Harvey. They bring it to the stage in May. We have the director, Becky Anderson. Good morning, Becky. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm excited to hear about this show. And Danny Hopwood, the producer. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm wonderful.
You have a white rabbit.
Yes.
What's the deal with the...
He may or may not be here, but today he's decided to come and be here for this interview.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. So this sounds like a play that's just... Your belly's going to hurt from laughing. Am I right?
That's the goal, definitely.
And we need that right now, let me tell you.
Agreed.
Becky, I'm not familiar with anything that you've done before. Well, what's your history? Are you an actor, a director? Or?
Yes, all of the above.
All of the above. So where have you done shows at? Because you look familiar.
Locally, mostly on stage as an actor.
Okay.
For CPP, MCT, other theaters in the area and region. I haven't directed anything in the local area in a long, long time. So it's nice to be back in the director's chair. Previous to that, I've worked on both coasts and been a live entertainment designer, designing and creating live entertainment shows for Ocean Park in Hong Kong.
Oh, wow.
The Disney Corporation, Universal Studios. So it's fun to get back into directing, especially to give back in that way to Central Park Players.
That's awesome. This is it's a comedy, but it's... There's confusion. There's rabbits. Tell me what
it's
this is.
It's a lot.
Who is the main character?
Main character is named Elwood P. Dowd.
Okay.
And Elwood is he's an everyday average Joe kind of guy. The way he presents, extremely quirky. The biggest quirk that he has is his best friend just so happens to be a rabbit that only he can see that is over 6 feet tall.
Named Harvey.
Named Harvey, absolutely.
So, do you have anyone playing the rabbit?
No.
Okay, well, I'm trying to wrap my head around this because the rabbit's invisible.
Mm-hmm. Correct. The entire premise is, you know, watching all of the supporting, I hate to use that word supporting because it really is an ensemble piece, but to watch all of the different characters try to go through their own personal determination on whether or not Harvey truly exists only in Elwood's mind, or if he exists, if he's real.
Hmm.
You know? Yeah.
Who plays Elwood?
We have a local actor. His name is Will McDonald,
mm-hmm.
and he just this past fall did Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
I know who he is now. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I knew the name, and
he's
amazing.
Yeah. And he's so privileged to have him playing this role. So he's
on stage at some point talking to an invisible rabbit, right?
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. The entire time.
Yeah.
That's really hard to do. That would be really hard to direct.
It's. I will say that I underestimated the script a little bit. It definitely is a pretty direct translation from the film on paper, and so getting the blocking to kind of come to life and find the comedic beats of how it would play for a live audience.
Yeah, you're right.
Has been a really difficult but really good challenge.
Isn't it funny how timing is everything?
Absolutely.
Isn't it? And on one night, they may laugh at one thing, and then the next night, they might find something else funny.
Absolutely.
Isn't that odd?
It's been such a privilege to watch how this has come together.
Yeah?
It's amazing.
Why is that, Danny? Just the way everything just all...
It's just amazing to see how a scene done one way, and then Becky will tweak it, or, you know, a cast member will bring something to it, and
mm-hmm.
it's so funny. You know, you're just like, oh my gosh, that little change made it so funny. And, you know, we're laughing during rehearsals.
Well, that's good. Yeah, you want to be laughing during rehearsals.
Yeah.
You're not even on Tech Week yet. That'll be That's coming
starts
up.
Next week. Oh, yeah, boy, this is her last week of rehearsals before everything gets a little nutty.
And tickets are really reasonable. $18 for adults, $12 for seniors 65 plus and students. And I'll put links into the podcast where people can pick up tickets and things like that. But May 9th, 10th, and 16th at 7:30. And I think it's really nice that you do a matinee for people. On the 17th, you'll do a matinee at 1:30. And so... How is it two acts, one act, two acts?
It's three acts.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
actually.
That's interesting. Really? Mm-hmm. So how long is it?
We don't have the final running time yet.
Okay.
That's what comes down to play this week.
Okay, okay.
It probably is going to run a full 2 hours.
Okay, a full 2 hours.
Just with scene changes and things like that. We are trying to make those as quick as humanly possible.
So what are some of the other characters that, kind of like deal with this this Elwood who has a best friend that's an invisible white rabbit?
Well, we get to know at the top of the show his sister Vita and his niece Myrtle May. And of course, they just think he's absolutely nuts. And long story short, his sister tries to send him in to be committed and does such a good job, I guess I'll put that in air quotes, good job, that she ends up getting herself committed instead, talking about this rabbit. So once we, you know, we pivot between two scenes. We start in the family's resident mansion, and we go back and forth each act between the residence and then the sanitarium. And in the sanitarium, we have a whole nother cavalcade of characters everything from the orderly Wilson, who has a lot of great physical comedy and one-liners. The niece Myrtle May is dying to get married and get out of the family homestead, so she flirts with him. We've got that as a subplot. We also have two doctors in residence that oversee this, and that's Dr. Sanderson and
Dr. Chumley.
Yes, he is the he runs the joint, and very different personalities between the two of them. So we go through the whole analysis of these characters and the whole story. Then Elwood runs away. Escapes while they're keeping his sister committed.
Oh my god.
Okay. And on and on it goes. So,
oh my god.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
The whole time Elwood has no clue. He's just living his best life.
Yep. And I think that's what we learn so much from this character, you know, is...
But will we find out... Don't give it away, but will we find... I want to touch this.
It's good luck.
Will we find out about the white rabbit? Maybe, maybe yes, maybe no.
You gotta definitely come to make your own determination. But I will say that at some point, each of the characters do question whether or not he is actually a figment of it, of Elle's imagination or not. So they all have that moment of their own determination.
Interesting.
Including the two doctors.
And that's, but that's an interesting concept to put on stage.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of moving parts.
It really is.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
it's a lot of story, a lot of subplots.
A lot.
A lot of literal moving parts.
Yeah.
Every single. Yeah. We're moving between these scenes, full set changes, three times.
Back and forth.
So, small stage, it's been a challenge,
but
we're excited to see how it comes together.
Well, I'm excited, too. I'm going to come. I can't wait. Central Park Players is a non-profit community theater here in Grand Haven. They perform out of Central Park Place. Head to centralparkplayers.org for more information.